What can you remember about the other men who worked at the pit, and especially the Polish people? Can you remember their names and what kind of people they were?
Some were ex-soldiers who didn't go home to Poland, and some were, just like me, refugees. I think Yugoslavs were like that mostly, you know, that they came from Germany or Italy and stayed here. You know, like when you mentioned that Drobak. And
tell me about Ilya Drobak, because there's a file on Ilya about his compensation for an accident. So can you remember that? And
That happened before I started Ampit. But I thought it was John Drobak who got bad. But Ilya was big man. He was really big man. They just said that once they were told when they came down pit, because they were doing some back ripping, you know, putting those rings, and they said they didn't deliver them to Trepte. So him and his brother took them and carried them, and that would be maybe a mile.
So they were big, strong men. Then.
Big strong men they were. I think I was only once did I work in gate where Ilya worked. And Ilya, we all had shovel which had nipped off corners. And Ilya was using coal shovel, you know, which was much bigger. And he sent me in pack. And when we finished, he said, Chesky, you are all right. I tried to bury you and I couldn't. I remember that. But when he died, well, he was buried in Lonswood. I went to his funeral. But that was something heavy felt on him.
And the brother John?
John. He lived much longer, John. John retired, I think. And there was Tommy Chef.
And was Drobak a Yugoslav?
Yes. Right. I think they were Serbs. I think they were in some army. That's why they crossed over. It wasn't Tito's army. It was that they called them Chetniks.
Were there any other people from your part of the Czech Republic who came to Waterhaug?
No. No. Matter of fact, I didn't know any Czechs at all.
So you were the only Czech at Waterhaug?
Yeah,
Did you ever go back home?
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, it's only 2 months that I've been, just for a week now, I was with my stepson to see my sister.
And is your family farm? What happened to that? What happened to the farm?
Well, I think my mother sold it. I think she sold it before they took it away from, because, you see, communist regime, they were not confiscating it, but taking it into some sort of co-ops. I think she sold it.
What was the first time you went back to the Czech Republic? When was that?
When there was that spring, Prague Spring. That was when Dubček started, did little bit of, eased that thing. You know, that political tension wasn't so great. But mother came to see me twice before I went over.
Your mother came here?
Yeah. First time she came, I still was in that back-to-back house in Leeds. And second time she came here. And when she came second time, that was when that Dubček things, because when she came first time, they told her, they called my sister in, you know, a policeman, and said, if she doesn't come back, you will be responsible for that. Then second time, she brought sister and sister's daughter. They all were, I had three here.
But they went back.
Oh, yes.
They went back home.
But I said to my sister, my mother, she can stay with me. And she says, I am not staying, I am not letting them have my pension for it.
So that's why she went back?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Your stepson, was that from the first marriage of your wife then?
Yes.
And did you have any children of your own?
No.
Tell me more about the pit then. Tell me about the manager at the pit. What was he like?
Well, I didn't have much contact with him, really. I don't think he came down pit every day, but he did have certain times when he was coming down and just went by.
Who was that? Which one was that?
That was Billy Williams. And after I think, Mitchell. Oh, yes, Mitchell. And he had brother, they said they were a wrestling family or something. They just said that he had a brother who was a wrestler. He himself looked a little bit, you know, like...
Can you remember what Billy Williams looked like?
He was tall, slim. I never spoke to him. He never spoke to me. He sent for me before I went for training. And I worked in his office. I walked in. I said, good morning. They said, you want to see me? He just looked at me. I thought he would say something he didn't. And he kept looking at me, said nothing. I said, but carry on, this is... But then he said, all right. And I went. That was all. He didn't even say, you will do or you won't do or anything.
Were you frightened of him?
No. No, he wasn't to be frightened of. I don't think. I did what I was told to do, and I did it well, I think.
Did you join the union, and did you go on strike?
Oh, yes, union, that was smooth, wasn't it? And, of course, we had, what do they call him, Walt Bremer, that union man. And, of course, we had Wilkinson. He ran the, really. He was secretary, I think, secretary of miners. He could make rings round Walt because Walt was old. I suppose Wilkinson was maybe getting a little bit of instructions from office because they said that he was a communist. I was all right. I didn't have dispute with any.
But when there was a strike, you came out on strike.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know what exactly was it, but it Colbert had it for Water Lake, you know, they closed Water Lake whilst there was still coal. But if it is true, they said there was quite a lot of coal. But when they asked Billy Williams to go somewhere or talk somewhere about it, he refused. I don't know if it's true or not, because that's just a rumor what I heard. That coal could be inferior, and that's why maybe they closed it. You see, it's difficult to say because nobody talked about sulfur in coal or anything before they started closing this, because there was one face nearly open, ready to produce coal when they closed the water.
And so, which pit did you work down? Tell me about the pit that you worked in.
I worked down number one pit at Westport. It was Westport. It wasn't Yardsim. Yardsim was a bit lower down. They just called it Westboard. That was about 2'9" thick seam. If you went some steps down, that was to go into Yardsim. I think there were about 100 steps. Then we had, of course, pit. I mostly worked at Westboard.
And how long did you stay at Waterhake?
Till it closed. Matter of fact, me and few Yugoslav lads, we were salvaging material when it stopped already producing coal. We were getting certain things out, like cables and things, and getting them to pit bottom.
So you stayed after it closed for a bit?
Yeah.
And then where did you go?
Newmarket. I get to Newmarket, and I applied for the deputy's paper. I don't want to say what I can't prove, but I think that training officer just chucked them away. He said, he's too old maybe to go or so. So when I came and inquired about he just said, I'm sorry, but you... So they asked for some supervisors at Aletten Bywater. So I went for that. And there, I was there about a year, and I saw a training officer. I said, am I too old to go for deputies? He said, no, because if I send Jungla, then he goes to South Africa. When he gets papers. I was already at Aletten Bywater when I got my deputy's papers.